Musiktheoretische Grundbegriffe der elektronischen Musik sind der Ton, der Klang, das Tongemisch, das Geräusch und der Zusammenklang. Ich wiederhole, der Ton, der Klang, das Tongemisch, das Geräusch und der Zusammenklang.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2025.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2025 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
Wir sind zurück im Studio auf der Superbooth. Wir hören schon von der Seebühne ein bisschen was eingestreut und haben den nächsten Gast bei uns, und zwar François von Schachmatt.
Hello.
Bienvenue.
Merci beaucoup.
How are you? How is the booth? How is your stand?
Oh, it just started, but it's already very exciting. I mean, Superbooth mood, so meeting a lot of friends, of people we know from the scene. So for the crew, for us to come together to Berlin, because we are quite a large crew, and we always want to take everyone to Berlin and to have fun together. So it's a mix of very nice things. Nice. And we have, of course, new stuff to show. So
how many people are working for Schachmatt?
We're seven. We could say we're seven, eight. Yeah, eight. Yeah, we are eight people here.
Seven engineers.
No, not only engineers. So if I want to make a quick turn of the team, there is me, who is doing I imagine the different products. I manage a whole crew. There is Steve, the second who co-founded Schachmatt with me 10 years ago, with a graphic designer. He's in charge of the production. He's in charge of many tasks in Schachmatt. I couldn't list everything, but he's doing a lot of things. There is Guillaume.
Is he the small little pictures of the horses in the corner?
So you mean the logo of Schachmatt? Yeah, he designed the logo. He was trained as a graphic designer, as an artist, and he's also into graphic design.
Yeah, but I was interrupting you. So.
No problem, no problem. Ask questions. I like questions.
It's a big crew, and
yeah, it's various, a big
yeah. And do you produce in Europe?
We produce in Europe, not at Schachmatt HQ. We do calibration, some fix, testings and packaging in Brussels at our HQ. Some very old modules that we are still producing. Sometimes it's a very small batch. We have people in the production lab doing them by hand. SMD is done at factory, but the final roll is just done on demand. But basically, almost the modules now are done in factory.
Willst du es kurz zusammenfassen?
Also sie stellen in Europa, also die finale Zusammenfügung findet in Belgien statt, und natürlich werden die Module erst dann final zusammengebaut, wenn auch eine Bestellung da ist. So, und er hat eine sehr große Mannschaft an Leuten, und die Idee, er ist die Idee und das Management, und er hat einen Grafikdesigner, und dann gibt es noch fünf andere Leute. Es sind sehr viele Leute, und viele davon sind auch da. Und es ist schön, hier in einer großen Gruppe mit einer Firma da zu sein, die ein neues Produkt hat, wie es ja vielen Herstellern geht.
So you have many new products that you brought this time, right? Three?
Not that many. We used to bring a lot at Superbooth, and this year we wanted to reduce the gap between the announcement and Superbooth and the release. So that's why we just went with one real new product, which is a snare module. We have a line of what we call instrument modules. We release a kick, hi-hats, we have a full synth voice, and then we release a snare to complete
but
this.
To me, as the audience, I was perceiving that the bishop is new in the MK2, the snare drum is new, The Blast.
The Ballista Blast,
The Ballista Blast and the Ballista Blast Expander. So, and the, what's it called, the snare drum, the Lens.
Lancer Slash.
The Lancer Slash.
So the thing is, we always show at Superbooth a lot of projects and we get a lot of feedbacks from different users all around the world. So sometimes we rework according to that.
Ah.
And that's the reason why we have sometimes a huge gap between the announcement at Superbooth, because the Bishop Miscellany MK2 and the Ballista Blast were announced last year. And the Bishop will be released just after Superbooth. The Ballista Blast will come this summer along with the Lancer Slash, with the snare. And so we wanted to reduce the gap in between. That's why we didn't brought that many modules, because we still have some modules to release since last year, actually.
I see. That's how it works. Okay.
And what we're really fascinated by is that all of your modules are called after chess movements, right?
Not chess movement. Not chess movement. It's more like about chess pieces. When we started Shakmat, we started it like wanted just to try. I did 12 years ago a few prototypes for myself, just for my music, and some people.
What kind of music do you do?
Mostly beat music. We call it. It's not really techno, more like club music, but not techno. And I did some module for myself. I did a couple of videos just for fun, and I get a lot of feedback from different users all around the globe. And with Steve, we decided to replicate those very crappy prototype I made 12 years ago. And that's how we released the first Bishop Miscellany. And so we had everything to learn, how to make a panel, how to make a PCB. I mean, I'm an electronic engineer, but I never learned how to make a PCB during my studies. It was more about designing stuff, conceptual stuff, than really making stuff. So we had to learn everything and to make those modules alive. And it started like we want to make only 20 modules because a few people ping us because there is interest. We will sell 10 modules. Maybe 10 modules will stay at our lab for the rest of our life. And it will be the journey just to make this. And a few days after starting officially this is released, we have been contacted by many retailers at the time. And we wanted to, we went from a 20 pieces production to 200 units in 3 weeks, something like that. It was like, whoa, what's happening? Whoa.
And so and that was the Bishop's Miscellany One.
One, exactly. And as I had other designs available, we say, yeah, let's try with an iGallop MK2. And then MK1, and then we went with Forbrix Rook, and then we went with the Time Wizard, and little by little it grew, and we hired people to help us, and that's how we finally end up with a.
And now you have a whole case full of modules. You're here for the seventh year. And there's the Bishop's Miscellany 2, which of course relates to the various moves that the bishop can make and how flexible it is.
So it's more about the chess pieces themselves. So we have the bishop with the knight, with the rook, with the clock pawn. We never wanted to take the queen and the king. It was kind of pretentious.
Too obvious.
and too obvious. And then when we came to the clock divider, the Time Wizard, we had to pick in what we call the alternate chess, because there are chess games with other pieces. Like the wizard is in the Australian game, there is a wizard in it. There is another game with the Harlequins, and we have a module called the Harlequins context. But little by little, we will run out of names. So now we try to imagine what could be a nice chess piece in an imaginary world. So that's how we came with, I don't know, names like the Battering Rams, the Ballistas, the Archers.
Battle chess meta puns. Battle chess puns.
Basically. Yeah, exactly.
But which is nice, because I think you have a very, you realize a very intuitive, digitally integrated way of making music on the fly, very on the go, very immediate way. You try to make that possible, to give that to the musician. I have some music here that I would like to play that you gave to us. Yeah. Would you like to say something about that?
So it's my solo project, which is called Erd, I think, which is a pretty obvious name in German. And it was only made with modular synthesizers. It's more a production work in studios and a real jam. Mm-hmm. But even if all my tracks released on this record are mostly coming from multi-track recorded jams, it's a project I will play with Sunday on the Klinkerchanik on the DIY day, the after party of the Superbooth. And normally I'm more like DJing and sometimes playing with electronics machine for this project. But here I wanted to do a full Shakmat rig live yes. with this kind of music.
And this is what we can hear now. And which track would you like me to play?
The first one, Too Far. Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look. And we're back. Very nice stuff, a sort of aggressive half tempo, very performative drum and bass kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of related to drum and bass, like what you call the halftime gray area music, which is a pretty crossover between techno and drum and bass, where is no snares, even a snare like drum and bass.
Yeah, the no snare trope in yeah,
it's more tribal stuff. I have to give a big kudo to Initiate Record, who released this album, and I say hello to them.
Initiate,
thank you guys.
Records, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Belgian based record who is doing an amazing job with ambient deep techno and this kind of gray area music.
I have to press you, we have about 10 more minutes, I have to press you about the Harlequins context was something that I got introduced to me. I had a Make Noise select bus set up, I had a Maleco select bus set up. I'm very fond of the whole thing. I have some modules that react very slowly to it for the uninitiated people. There's a concept in
Eurorec.
I'll explain in German. Es gibt ein Konzept in Eurorec. Man muss also vorne die Kabel reinstecken. Wir haben uns letztes Jahr und vorletztes Jahr habe ich mich mit Dieter Döpfer und Andreas Schneider ein bisschen in der Wolle gehabt, weil wir wollten das Thema aufbringen. Es gibt ja die Leute, die sagen, Eurorec, warum macht ihr das? Die ganze Spaghetti da vorne drin, kann man die Module nicht hinten verlöten zum Beispiel? Jero schüttelt wild mit dem Knopf, Kopf. Möchtest du was sagen? Jero, schüttelst du den Knopf?
Das ist doch klar, warum.
Warum?
Ich will das so haben, wie es gedacht war und nicht irgendwelchen neumodischen Schnickschnack.
Okay, So, dann das ist eine wichtige Stimme, weil das sagen viele Menschen. Und ich bin der Meinung, es ist nicht unbedingt notwendig, dass alle diese Module von vorne gepatcht werden müssen. Man kann auch von der Rückseite eine Verbindung erzeugen, die Dieter Döpfer damals im Eurorack-Standard vorgesehen hat. Der sogenannte CV-Gate-Bus, den hat Dieter Döpfer definiert für Steuerspannung und für Clock-Signale. Aber es gibt Kollegen, die verwenden das zum Beispiel, um MIDI-Control-Change-Messages zu senden, die dann zum Beispiel Voreinstellungen abrufen müssen. Und eine Firma, die da eine große Vorreiterrolle hat, weil ich für mich, für meine Begriffe, ein sehr gutes Setup realisiert hat, wo alle Module darauf reagieren, ist Schackmatt.
Yes. I mostly get it.
Yeah, you mostly get it. Yeah, mostly awesome. Get it. I had a talk with your friend Breeze, who is also presenting here, and he was telling me that with the Harlequins context, it's almost immediately the save and recall for all the Schackmatt modules. So that means the sequencer, the new voltage recorder mixer presenting, the oscillators, the LFOs, the envelopes. What else? All reacting.
So the modules we want to react to select bus are like what we have different families of module. We have the controls modules, which are supposed to go in a skiff. It's like reverse with a jack up on the modules, with big zones to play the modules. It's like more the playable performative modules, like the Griffin's Claws, the Forbix Crooks, the Harlequins context. And we had another family of modules, which is called the instrument modules, like the kick, the snare, the hi-hat, all small modules dedicated to do an instrument. All those modules, we want them to react very quickly to the select bus. Our goal right now is to make a full system, which is like oriented to club music, like for production or for performative approach. And we wanted to have a master select bus, which is the Harlequins context. When you restore on the Harlequins context and you enable select bus on all the modules, the whole system will save its preset. So you'd still have to patch and so on. So we want like a crossover between a more regular Groovebox machine where you can save a preset, a sequence, and the modulation would go well with the sound and the sequence, and being able to store and recall that on the fly, even to sequence the way your presets, because with Harlequins context you can clock or CV address the scenes.
And if the preset switch is fast enough, it would be a concept to also switch the presets in during the sequence.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody likes switching sounds during the sequence.
Exactly. So all those modules, we try to have them reacting as fast as possible to the select bus. We have some constraints. For example, the Griffin's Claws, you can record up to 82 seconds of recording. So it's a lot of memory because you're recording a lot of data, and you won't recall the preset instantly, but we made sure that the beginning of the preset is recalled instantly, and then it is recalling before the rest of the sequence before it's read. So it's not instant, but you don't get it's not instantaneous.
In that case, it would save at the end of recording the sequence.
It will save in the background, and you have to ready to go into the, so it's stored into the volatile memory instantly, but if you want to have it in the non-volatile memory, it takes a bit of time, but you don't get it because it's on the task is done in the background, and when you recall it, the task is done in the background, and it just recalls first the data you need right now to be read in order to go with the track.
Is it so that you need to patch the modules still?
No, it's done with the power bus.
If you have this drum computer setup built like you explained, you still need to patch the CV recorder to the kick drum pitch, for example. This is a physical connection you have to make. They don't receive the trigger automatically for
No. Select bus is just program change.
So this means that Yero can still patch from the front, the way. The only thing that is new, like on the system 200E by Kukla, as it was envisioned, the idea of saving the preset, that is, you still have to memorize your connections.
So it's more like about the panel and menu configuration. It's not about the patching. We could imagine and we have some stuff a bit cooking in the lab with more like routing stuff which are select bus compatible.
But see, this is what I would call like either like the King's Quest or the Queen's Gambit. Because
the Queen's Gambit really come back very often to people proposing
this is
the
like,
names.
Because you have to switch the thing, that's because she's controlling from the back of the board.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, you can send me a module or something. Wow, this is amazing, and you explained it in under 5 minutes. So, I really want to say
Kannst
thank you.
Kannst du es nochmal
zusammenfassen? Yes, I will. Also, das Wichtige ist, es gibt also eine Firma, die das geschafft hat, erfolgreich herzustellen. Alle Module, die sie produzieren, sprechen miteinander über die Busstecker auf der Rückseite auf eine Art und Weise, dass man ein Preset speichern kann für jedes Modul. Jedes Modul speichert individuell seine eigenen Presets. Im Moment sind das um die 99 Stück. Das kann auf SD-Karte gespeichert werden, auch Sequenzen. Auch Melodien, auch die Voreinstellung vom Drum-Synthesizer. Aber die Steckverbindungen müssen trotzdem vom Musiker von vorne manuell gemacht werden. Aber man kann eben eine Bank an Erinnerungen aufbauen, die man im Konzert vorführen möchte. Jero schüttelt wild mit dem Kopf und findet das alles große Blasphemie.
Von hinten darf nur Strom kommen.
Danke, Jero. He said, From the backside, only power, no nothing else.
Okay.
I strongly disagree, and I'm really happy of the way you are doing things.
I think it's the beauty of the modular things, that you have so many philosophies. It's more than with any instrument, because you can do the instrument the way you want, with the purpose you want.
This is very true. Do you have something at Superbooth that you are looking forward to now, that you can run away for 1 minute if you have so many friends minding your stuff?
I would love to see my friends for more, for apparently, they have a standalone polyphonic Carpestrong analog synthesizer.
Morphor.
So I'm really curious to see them.
We're looking forward to that. And I would like to say to our German audience, I will say, am Sonntag gibt es wieder den DIY-Workshop im Klunkerkranich. François wird performen mit einem 100% Selectbus-compatible Schackmatt.
I'm not using the Selectbus this time, but okay.
Aber der Sound wird 100% von Schackmatt modular.
And we have a DIY-Workshop on Sunday also with Schackmatt. So
what are you doing?
Like, what can we build?
Battering ram, rig, dual dagger, Aeolus seed, which has a quadraphonic processors, Aeolus mixer, which is a quadraphonic mixer.
In 2 hours, is this?
No, it's a whole afternoon. You came at 4. I mean,
when can we? What
4? You have come at 4 because 4 we are almost sold out of kits. We took many kits this year, but we have a high demand. So I would advise to come very early or to contact us info@shackmat.com to reserve your kit for Sunday.
Or maybe I'm buying pre-built.
Yeah. Oh, it's another option, right?
ich danke dir recht herzlich. Thank you, François.
Finally,
it happened. Very nice to meet you.
Yeah, it was very nice, this interview, and I hope you will have a very nice Superbooth.
Same to you.
And enjoy.
Yeah, thank you.